This week in the Famicom Dojo podcast, Nintendo wins E3. That's it. That's all I got. Prove me wrong.
So, you watched the big event?
I thought the Super Bowl wasn't until next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is, I suppose, for the American gaming media and I don't know, fanboys. I guess this is like our Super Bowl, except there's three teams that play.
Oh, gaming. Yeah, I thought maybe football or basketball, right? That's
NCAA. Well, yeah. No, we record that podcast later.
Right.
Tune in to Packer Dojo, where we don't record a podcast. Anyway, this year I give it 2 out of 3 E's.
Okay, I'm not sure I know what that means, but all right.
No, I don't know. It was definitely better than last year, I think. But last year was laughably terrible.
Oh God! Right. So,
do you remember it was Microsoft coming on stage? Was it? Did they do their 360 at? Their 180. Did they do it? Was it at the show? Because they had an unveiling before the show, right? I don't remember. No, it was a couple weeks after, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think after the really bad reception they got, they were, you know, because if you go back and listen to our show, which I reran. Yeah. Last week, they were still talking about all the DRM and stuff. And we were complaining about it, and it wasn't long after that they started backtracking.
That was it. So Microsoft last year at E3 gets on stage and goes TV, sports, Halo TV series, sports, little bit of game, expensive, you know.
Right. And the Halo TV series is finally coming out this year for anyone who cares. Yeah. Oh yeah. You didn't. I guess you didn't watch the Microsoft presser, huh?
What? Okay. I will admit. I only watched a 5-minute highlight thing of it or whatever, and I don't know. I might as well have just held up two pieces of construction paper, one brown, one gray. Oh, maybe three, and one red, and just cycled them around because it's brown and gray environments filled with blood. Just, yeah. I mean. Okay, I'm not being fair to it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I mean, I read over the list of the games they announced, and I'm very sure that for a lot of people, this was like Microsoft turning it around.
Did they even announce any? I don't remember.
I think the Halo Collection was the big surpriser.
Yeah,
everyone was expecting them to announce Halo 2. Like remake,
right? Because it's 10th anniversary, yeah.
But then they're like, "We're remaking all of them, and they're all together in this package."
All except my favorite two.
Reach.
Actually, I haven't finished Reach. But ODST.
Halo Wars.
Oh, Halo Wars. ODST not in there. Okay. Halo Reach, which I played a lot of the multiplayer of that, and I was also in the beta before it launched. So I've mostly done that.
Okay, so your favorite one, or what, ODST or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, not in it because it's not the Master Chief Saga as this box is.
And what's the other one you like?
Reach.
Yeah. Oh, Reach. Oh. All right.
But, you know, the fact they have the Halo 2 remake and the fact that you can play those maps online again is nice, but I don't know if it's enough for me to get an Xbox One.
No. Well, it is cheaper now.
Yeah, if you don't want to connect.
And doesn't require the main thing they touted last year. So, no, I don't know. It's just, but here's what Microsoft did right. I mean, let's give props where props are there.
Sure.
They announced, they talked about games. Sure. You know what I mean? I mean, again, I didn't see the whole thing, so maybe there was a lot of TV talk, but in the but they, there was a big list of games showing. Not a lot of surprises.
No.
Like a lot of them, almost everything was known before the show.
Right.
You know, but they were showing games. They weren't focusing on the other stuff, you know. And I don't know. I think it'll sell it for a lot of people. You got E3 hitting. There's a lot of games coming out, a lot of third-party titles. Yeah, maybe not the best versions of them, but you know, you got your Microsoft exclusives like Halo and everything else there. And you know, they're hitting about the same time. I think the sales are going to pick up because the I mean, when it comes down to it, despite my objections to it, you know, I think there's a huge market for a shoot bang box, you know.
I was actually surprised by the announcement of another Fable game, because after Fable 3 and then whatever Kinect based awful thing that they released, I didn't think we'd see Fable again.
Well, and I mean, they only have so many franchises they can work with here that aren't exactly the same, so
yeah.
Fable would be the game that, like, if I ever did decide to get an Xbox, that I might be interested in.
Yeah, Fable you 2 know? I like a lot, and I've talked about it before, and I've described it as Zelda with condoms.
Oh, that's an interesting take.
You might,
on it.
You know, they started doing an episodic Fable 2, and I don't know if it's actually all out. They released all, I think, five parts they were going to do, but the first one's free. You might be able to download it onto your Xbox. Oh, you have a Japanese one though, don't you?
Yeah.
Does that matter? I don't know.
I mean, if it's available in one store, it's probably available in the other one. I don't know. It might be all in Japanese though. I'll have to check it out.
I don't know if Fable is a region free or not. Something I'm gonna
to
look
do.
Up.
You know, a lot of the Western games are.
Okay.
I think I'd even put my money on most.
Okay.
You know, like if I found it. Yeah, Call of Duty trilogy would work fine. I mean, not Call of Duty. Sorry, Mass Effect trilogy.
Right.
But anyway, if we were doing Pile of Shame right now, I would be the Xbox 360 again. I haven't turned it on, but it was just about to get off the Pile of Shame. It was just about to get off the Pile of Shame, but more on that later. More on that later.
Sure. Sure.
We should finish up with Microsoft right now,
I guess. I mean, I don't remember a lot else from that show. I didn't watch the Sony one at all.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
But there was some things to see in the Sony one.
Was there? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're an adventure game fan.
It piqued my interest.
Really? You're a big Double Fine fan. I mean, it wasn't Double Fine at the time.
Oh,
but...
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I heard about the Grim Fandango.
Yes.
I don't want to say it remake.
I've been hearing it called. It's definitely upping. It's either, I guess you could call it a remake or a high def remaster. I don't know.
Sure.
Either way, cool stuff.
I was going to make some joke about how it's going to kill adventure gaming again, but it probably wouldn't have been appreciated by a lot of people. It's a good game, right? So I don't feel that way. It just sort of coincided with the death of an entire genre for 20 years.
I have to.
Or something like a coma.
I have to say that, like, I've watched gameplay videos and I've never had a computer that runs it well. I just haven't. And I this might be my actual chance to play it. So,
okay.
So that's exciting for me. That's exciting. Well, I really hope it's not gonna. I don't know the details exactly, but if it's not Sony exclusive, it might be for a while. But I hope there's going to be a PC version there.
Well, I mean, I would think so. A lot of Double Fine stuff has been multi-platform. Like, they just released the iPad version of Broken Age recently.
Yes.
For $10. What a steal.
iPad game. The Cave right now is $2.
Oh, buy that. Everyone, buy that game. But, oh, my goodness.
I don't know if... The thing is, I almost pulled the trigger yesterday. You know, I'm going to buy it right now. Never mind.
$2? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm going to buy it. I wanted to play it on the Wii, you know, but the stupid not having off TV play.
Oh.
That's the whole reason I'm not playing it, because I love the game. I love the game. And I want to buy the Wii U version, but like
you know, for $2 you probably still could not feel bad about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to buy it right now. like right now. I'm on the iTunes store right now. So yeah. If it's still it's two freaking dollars. Yeah.
Hopefully it's $60 by the time this comes up, but who the heck knows?
But like its normal price is $5. So I mean,
oh.
it doesn't really matter. Everybody listening to this who has like, oh, wait, did I just buy the, oh, never mind. I bought the PC version. Oh, well, that's fine. I went to the wrong app store. There's two. I guess this one's on sale too.
What? How do you try to go to iTunes and did you go to Steam? Where did you go?
No, I'm a Mac user, so there's the App Store, the one run by Apple.
Oh.
And it's for computer apps.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to buy it on the iTunes store too. Then I
$4.
I mean, what is that Steve Martin said about $4? Oh, I got $4. I think I'm going to go throw it out in the street. Oh, I can come in here for $4? What happens? Because at the time of his 70 shows, they cost $4. So he's like, $4, $4 is nothing. Anyway.
Now inflation adjusted, it's probably like $100.
I would hope it's, maybe. Who knows? Ooh, I should buy Psychonauts again and not play it.
Oh, dear. No, this, ooh,
Costume Quest. New Costume Quest is coming out for Double Fine fans as well.
I never played.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
It is exactly my type of game, because it's creative, it's colorful, it's fun, and it's really short.
Okay.
So it's a game one could actually beat. Yeah, well, you should get Costume Quest. I think that's a game that's like $5 on Steam, or I think they got it on Xbox Live as well. I'm not sure. I still haven't
finished the full version of Papers, Please that I bought recently.
Ooh, that's on sale right now too.
Oh, good grief. See, that made me mad, because I bought it and it went on sale, and then yeah.
I think it's like $5 right now on good old games.
This talk of multiple versions of things reminds me of something I'm kind of mad at Nintendo about, but I don't want to talk negatively because they won E3. Man.
We'll get there. Okay. We'll get there. Anything else, Sony? Anything else?
Sony. Well, I mean, I was a little tempted to think about an Xbox One, just a little bit, not much. You know, whatever rare IP they're reviving that I don't care about wasn't enough to entice me.
Project Spark.
The whole Conquer thing. I am actually really mad that they even made a joke about, you know, they can't be bothered to make a new Conquer game, and they're going to make us make one for them.
Yeah, it's.
I mean, it's kind of funny, and Nintendo made a similar joke that I didn't think was that funny.
The Mother 3 thing?
Yeah, or is that more
that hurt more
like
me
a robot chicken?
Down.
Yeah, right.
That hurt me deep down, but I think that's Robot Chicken who did that rather than Nintendo.
Yeah.
But Nintendo participated.
Right. They allowed it.
They twisted the knife there. They really, really did. But you know what? I'll forgive them. Okay, more. So Sony.
I'm still getting the PS4, not because of anything I saw at E3, but because, you know, I backed Amplitude, and that's the version I'm going to get. So
so you're going to buy a $400 console because you backed a $15 game.
Yeah, and I spent more than $15 on the game, too.
Oh,
wait,
yeah.
So was Dragon Age Inquisition paired to any particular console? Because a lot of multi-platform games were in one of those pressers, and I was always confused as to whether or not there would be exclusives as a result of that.
If they would have made Dragon Age exclusive, we'd be hearing about this from like CNN.
Well, no, that I know for sure.
Gunning down shopping malls.
That I know for sure isn't, but you know, I don't recall if it was. I think it was just part of EA's general thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm looking forward to that game a lot, and it looks very pretty, and it's using the Frostbite engine now, I believe.
Yeah.
And there's going to be like an Xbox 360 version that I know of, so that I and everything, but I want to get it for PS4. But I want to backtrack something I said, because
go ahead.
I don't think it was clarified at E3, but that made me think about it and track down information. And apparently I am not correct about what the keep is supposed to do.
The keep?
The Dragon Age keep. So this is okay. This is the system by which you have this online app that you can use to choose how to start your Dragon Age Inquisition file.
Okay.
I had thought, and I think other people had thought, and this is like based on comments, that this would be like the gate for all of your transferring of data from one game to another. But not only can you not import data into it from other versions of other platforms, from like Dragon Age 2 or whatever, it seems that you can't transfer your data over at all from any version to any version.
Well, then what's the point?
Well, I guess the point is you go into keep and you try to remember your choices as best as possible and then start your game that way.
All right. So if you're listening, BioWare, Sean's idea is better than yours.
Okay, but I can understand why they wouldn't want to spend the time and resources on this. And the excuse I've heard, which is that this is too many choices to take into consideration from the previous games, then why have to keep it all if that's really the case? I think it's more of a technical feasibility issue where you have to have
technical feasibility. It's not like you're asking them to include female animations. I mean,
we'll get there too. no, but you have to like make an app or like update each of the games and on the other platforms to import the stuff into the keep and then have that all work. You know, that's going to be a monumental undertaking. So I kind of understand that, but like not even allowing it from the previous game to the next one on the same console just seems
lazy, actually.
Right. Cause they did it from 1 to 2. All right. Maybe we should talk about Ubisoft then. Cause that's,
Right before we leave Sony, I'll just wrap it up.
Sure.
Sony, you did pretty much what was expected. You continued the pace. You're clearly the market leader right now. And the E3 showing showed what a market leader shows. You know, a bunch of safe games. You know, the only real big surprise was Little Big Planet, and the only reason it was a surprise was because the last two did so terribly. but I'm not a huge fan of Little Big Planet, because I always thought Little Big Planet was basically used as a platform for Sony fans to make the first level of Mario Brothers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because that's like half of the user-created content.
Hey, that reminds me of another game that we saw. We'll get to that one too, yeah.
So the thing is, but I was like, oh, it looks better, you know? And, oh, they're adding friends, which worked for Sonic. but like, I know a lot of people love the Little Big Planet series, and I'm not personally a fan, but for those who like it, it looks like more of the same, and it looks like they're learning the lessons, because apparently the Vita version was the best version of it, and it looks like they're pulling a lot of inspiration from there, so
sure.
It should be good. But Nintendo announced something that invalidated it as being necessary for me, because oh man, I sound like a total fanboy right now. Because in Little Big Planet, you can make pretty much anything. But okay, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Wow. We have a lot to get to. Okay. So, but anyway, Sony, very good. Very good. I will eventually get a PlayStation 4. But nothing. But it really doesn't look like anything I need is out till 2015. So that's probably when I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of the joke, right?
Oh my gosh, everything is coming. For Nintendo, it was, if you break it down, I saw these pie charts that someone had developed, and more than half of everything announced at E3 is 2015 in every single company's pressers. Yeah. It looked like this whole generation took everybody by surprise. Oh, we got to have games. Oh, I knew we were forgetting something. I mean, we brought our car keys and, you know, Games, yeah.
My pocket protector.
Yeah, we should get my on with it. We should. Yeah, the Civic.
I don't know.
What else does the system need? Oh yeah, games.
So
and before people could fall back on backward compatibility, but you know, PlayStation 4 doesn't have backward compatibility other than their streaming thing that's not quite ready for prime time. And
but there are games that they're going to start bringing to the PS4. Oh, yeah.
And the one doesn't have any backwards compatibility at all. And the Wii U does, but they pretty much stopped making Wii games 2 years ago. So,
and all the services are shut down now, just about.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, so. Nintendo, though. Nintendo won E3. And I will tell you the moment that Nintendo won E3 for me.
Okay.
When Reggie and Iwata powered up. Oh God!
They were starting to win it for me before that.
Really?
Now I'm not actually a huge fan of Robot Chicken. I've only seen a few episodes. Okay. It's funny. It's funny, but it's, you know, but that was really funny.
Oh my God!
He comes on and he's like, "We're not," and the guy's like, "He's like, oh, more Mario." Actually, we're not going to show Mario at all. And Mario gets, you know, Mike drops and walks out of there. And Zelda's like, it's my turn to shine. And then cartoon Zelda's like, is in there. And he's like, you're not supposed to be here. Yeah.
Dude, Link, come on.
Yeah.
You said Zelda.
Eh. I don't know. You know, he's the brother of Metroid, right?
Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, have you seen the Zelda design from Hyrule Warriors?
I'm not really enthusiastic about that game at all.
What?
Yeah, that's what? Just not my style of game. I don't know. I'm just not interested.
Why? I mean, I don't know. It. I don't know.
Maybe it was that terrible Transformers game on PS2 I played 10 years ago, but.
What are you talking about?
I'm just not okay. So there was this.
What's your connection here? Hold on.
It's the same style of game, right? Like you got like a lot of enemies that come at you, and then you find creative ways to dispatch them all at once, and they go flying through the air, and you're done, and that's the whole game. I don't know. It's just not.
Well, I mean, that's the Dynasty Warriors series in a nutshell,
right? But not interested.
What's exciting people about this is that it's they're doing a Zelda take on it, not just cosmetically. But you can actually use targeting, Z-targeting and stuff, like in the Zelda series, which is brand new to the... which never existed in the Dynasty Warriors series before.
Okay.
And there's the... you know, it's... I don't know, it's looking really beautiful, too. And, I don't know, it seems different enough from the Dynasty Warriors series that it's worthwhile.
Okay, well... maybe.
Read up on it. Like, the initial reveal was terrible. The graphics looked bad. The gameplay looked bland.
I remember but that.
Watch the new stuff.
Mm.
Watch the new
Do
stuff.
Do I have to?
No. No, you don't. And I mean, when it comes down to it, I don't know if I'm going to buy it or not. But, like, I support its right to exist.
All right. I mean, yeah, if it's popular, it's popular. If that's the kind of game that Wii U needs, then go for it.
Well, I think it might be a lot of fun, too, though. I actually do. I when I first saw that mashup, I thought, eh. But the more I read about it, the more I see about it, the more I'm liking it.
All right.
And you should check out the character designs for Link and Zelda. They are fantastic. Probably the best designs. Until that trailer, yeah.
The one with potentially Girl Link that isn't Girl Link or Zelda.
You know what? I would be okay with a Girl Link.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Except, of course it's not going to happen. Those animations are too hard to make.
Yeah. and then well, on the other hand, no pun intended, Link's never going to be a lefty again.
Why?
Thanks to motion controls.
Yeah.
That's the entire reason that they flipped the game on for Wii in the first place.
Yeah, but why can't they flip it back now?
But they, they had to flip in the first place. The whole thing's ridiculous. I don't care. We're never going to see a right-handed link again on a console with motion controls.
Well, I mean, but on the other hand, I don't care.
Optimus Prime's a snub-nosed cab, damn it.
I mean, I
he is in the new movie.
Yeah. Like, I never realized Link was left-handed until they changed it and people told me about it.
Well, then this video I'm thinking about making is all the more necessary.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So there's the torch.
What's
okay.
the matter, Nintendo? Too hard to animate? I know you're listening, Nintendo. Nintendo, there are left-handed people in the world, and they buy our games just like everyone else.
I bet they pirate them. Have you heard of the Radiolab episode about left-handed people?
Oh, the handedness?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, I guess birds are all right-handed or something. It's
yeah.
Or the ones that can talk are right-handed.
Nintendo, if you are listening to this, you are completely excluding the parrot market. All right, link that episode of Radiolab. It's free. People should listen to it because Radiolab's awesome to begin with. So.
Yep.
Yes, and then you'll have any idea what we're talking about. But actually, wait, that's dangerous because they're going to realize Radiolab is a much better podcast than we make.
Oh, man. Well.
Yeah, but they... Yeah.
They deserve to know the truth.
They do. They do. If you love someone, introduce Radiolab to them. If they come back to you, it was meant to be.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Yes. Okay. So
can I say though, like,
yeah,
all these people complaining and crying about how Nintendo wasn't at E3, like, you know, the stage show is all that matters. Like, I saw this, and within the first few seconds, I'm like, they couldn't do this live. This is so much better than someone who is not a public presenter.
What do you mean? That was just filmed. They could have done that martial arts thing live.
Oh, sure. No, but like it's Reggie's job to be in front of people like that. You know, like Iwata has been doing the Nintendo Directs for I don't know how many years now. And, you know, these people they had up on these other stages, developers and whoever else presenting and trying to read from cue cards or whatever. You know, it was awkward. It didn't always go as planned. And it wasn't always interesting because there's a lot of flashbang.
That Skyward Sword demo that didn't work.
Right. See, they learned their lesson and they just do what they always do, what they do all year round. And they made an amazing version of that on top of
it. But I will say, last year it didn't work.
No?
I think it's mainly because they didn't have anything to show last year.
Well, I guess that's true.
So, like, they made it like a Nintendo Direct that was kind of short, and it didn't really go anywhere or do anything. But this year, they figured it out.
I mean, the fact that they went to Mega 64 to do their
Regibot. Oh, my gosh. Yes. But be careful about that Regibot. It became self-aware this year.
he's on my DS.
He was going like what? He was like not my problem or whatever. You know, like he was like okay. That in the first 5 minutes of that keynote existed exclusively to be made into animated GIFs and memes.
Right.
Like there was no other reason for it to exist other than to be quoted, just like that, just like when Iwata held that banana for that 1 second, it seemed to only exist so that it could be gift. I mean,
yeah,
but oh man,
it was a gift, all right.
Wow, all right. I loved everything that they showed. They showed 12 games.
That many? I can't even. Ugh. Right.
I guess. Or I might. There were 12 new titles. This might include some of the things that were revealed later after the show, like Devil's Third and stuff. I don't remember, but I liked everything, including the ones that when I first started watching, didn't think I would like.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to go with Splatoon. Am I pronouncing it right? Splatoon? Splatoon?
Splatoon. I mean, it's Splat. It's a platoon. Splatoon. I think it's Splatoon, so it's Splatoon.
It's like Nickelodeon Slime meets Oliver Stone's Platoon. no, but okay, I'm looking at it and I'm like, what is this Fisher Price kitty crap from Nintendo? And then I'm watching more and I'm like, oh, it's got squid character. Oh, what is it? And then I'm watching it and I'm like, suddenly something clicked and I'm like, this would be incredibly fun to play.
Yeah.
Like the mechanic, as soon as they were like, okay, you can put down your color. And I'm like, okay. And then you can swim in it. What? This might be the first person shooter I like.
Wow. Is it first person though? Or is it over the shoulder?
I think it's kind of older over the shoulder. Okay. First shooter.
All right.
Like, when I saw the perspective, because everyone has been saying forever, Nintendo, make a shooter. Nintendo, mm-hmm. make a shooter. Mm-hmm. And Nintendo's like, oh, we don't want to make a shooter. And they did, but they made it they made it the way Nintendo makes it.
Yeah.
And 50 frames per second. Sorry, not 50. Sorry, 60 frames per second.
59
and a half. Okay. No, it's 60 frames per second, and it looks really good for a game so early in development.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy it.
Wow.
And for shooter and me, I'll tell you the last shooter I bought. It was Red Steel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's like buying Quest 64 and hoping it'll be really, really good so you can get more RPGs.
Exactly. Yep. So... but no, I'm that was a surprise. It did not look great when I'm like, oh, what is this crap? And then just surprises too. How did Nintendo, like, the other pressers, other than that Grim Fandango thing, I wasn't surprised by anything shown.
Sure.
But okay, you played Mario 3D World, right?
Confession time.
Oh no!
Since the first week,
uh-huh.
That I got it, and we talked about it on the show, I have not played it again.
Oh.
That's largely due to, you know, life and everything. Like, lots of things were changing, and I had to physically pack up my Wii U and move it. Uh-huh. You know, so a lot of things I was doing before that point didn't get picked up again, especially because a lot of new things came out. Mario yeah. Kart. So,
well, I understand, but get on that. That's worth playing. But you know the toad segments. Did you play any of those?
The toad segments? I don't even know what you're talking about.
You are Toad, and you're walking around and trying to get these stars within a time limit.
Okay.
And you rotate by rotating the gamepad, like in physical space, which rotates it on the screen, so you can see different parts of the level. It's a totally 3D. Oh, you must not have gotten really far, very far at all. I think
I played five levels, I think.
Five levels or five worlds?
Levels, not worlds. I think I'm on world two.
Okay. You might have run into one of them. But it's a very, very different gameplay mechanic than the rest of the game. And I remember sitting there going, you know what? That'd be a cool standalone game if they just had more of this stuff. And Nintendo owes me money because it was clearly my idea. They must have been in my house and went no, but I think a lot of people were thinking the same thing, you know?
Right.
And it's coming out retail, which I really love because digital makes me sad. Although there's my bittersweet moment. I was floored by the value presented with Bayonetta.
Yeah, that was a surprise. They're including the original game plus.
Because I signed some petition long ago to the Nintendo release, you know, the first Bayonetta, because you know, it makes sense, because otherwise, the who's like, not, you know, Nintendo Wii was the only console that didn't get the first game. So, you know, any Wii exclusive users hadn't played the first one, and it's supposed to be a direct sequel, you know.
Right.
And so everyone was clamoring for it, and they teased all this junk. They're like, well, if enough people request it, maybe we'll do it. But what no one was expecting was, yeah, we'll do it, and we'll increase the frame rate, make it the definitive version, and give it to you for free.
Yeah, well, to make sure that everyone's fully aware, you can't get it if you get the eShop version. It's only
you can. They just clarified.
Oh, they did.
Yes.
Oh, well then, I was sitting in that one for almost a week.
Unfortunately, their clarification actually took a little of the thunder away from it. From
well, how so?
Because even the retail version only comes with a download code.
Right. So it's only a digital copy. I'm okay with that.
I'm not, but yeah. It's free.
Yeah.
As I said in one of our digital podcasts, I'm fine with digital when it's free. So, but I mean, the thing is, it'll mean me not throwing away my Xbox 360 copy though, just in case, you know.
Sure.
But I mean,
you can't play as Girl Link, so they actually have that much in there.
Oh man, I just cannot believe the amount of effort that went into this as a pack-in, as a freebie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The amount of effort, because they ported it, and apparently it's a more solid frame rate port.
Nice.
You know, they ported it to new hardware and added all those costumes, whatever. And I mean, they brought this game over and I know, I can't even believe they did this, but they were able to add female animations to it.
I'm a bad man, though, so I did two things. First, I need to make a public apology to Tiny Cartridge.
Okay.
Because I retweeted their photo, not knowing that... Yeah. So first of all, it was a screen grab. And yeah. I saw this photo before I knew about the Bayonetta thing, so I didn't realize it wasn't fan art.
Okay.
But I retweeted it, but I didn't realize that the Twitter app got this new feature where it just reposts the photo without any of the underlying tweet.
Okay.
And so I had done that, and it got picked up by Nintendo Life. And then, like, 40 retweets later, I was, like, my phone was buzzing like crazy the entire time.
Okay.
And we've never had anything so popular blow up, and it wasn't even ours.
Oh,
but you know, but because of the way that I had retweeted it, quote unquote, with the app, it made it our source, even though it gave credit to Tiny Cartridge as the originator. It was still our tweet, so sorry that we stole your karma, Tiny Cartridge.
Well, they probably got a 100,000 retweets anyway, so
possible.
But
still,
the second
thing I got to apologize for, again, not realizing this was like a legit thing, was the comment I left with it, which is probably why I got the retweets.
Yeah,
which was I think I read a fanfic like this once. So,
well, there you go.
Apologies, everyone, for that. But wonderful, prescient,
ridiculous amounts of value there, though.
Oh, sure.
I would have clearly double dipped. I would have paid $30 for 40. I would have done $40 for Bayonetta 1 on the Wii U, because it has new gamepad controls too for people who are weak sauce like me, that can do a lot of the combos just by swiping and things. Totally optional. But for people and the costumes, of course. The skanky Peach.
Oh, right.
The not skanky. She's the provocative Peach. Let's use that word. And female Link. See, you got female Link. Probably even a lefty.
We'll see, won't we?
And then what was the third one? There was one more. Oh yeah, Samus Aran, like a Metroid suit.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. And apparently you can collect coins now or whatever. And I mean, cool stuff. And now Bayonetta is a game I hadn't finished. And like, if we were doing Pile of Shame this week, I would mention that Bayonetta is on my Pile of Shame now. And because my 360 is on my Pile of Shame now, because I was finally going to crack the thing open again. Cause I bought Bayonetta for $30 I bought a copy for the 360 because I heard it was the definitive version, and I wanted to play it and be ready for Bayonetta 2.
Okay.
I wanted to get through it so I'd be able to jump into Bayonetta 2 and, you know, understand the story connections and stuff. I mean, I had the demo on my PlayStation 3 and I liked it, but they said the graphics were way better. So I was waiting till I got an Xbox 360, which I eventually got, and then I got this game. And now it's on pile of shame because now I want to play the version on Wii U. Because that one looks to be the definitive version now.
Such a tough life you lead.
I know. These are my first world problems.
Point of curiosity, how do you feel about the Platinum Games titles that are not coming out for Wii U?
What do you mean?
Well, they're working on other things.
Well, yeah, they were never an exclusive company.
No. But I feel like I was under some weird impression that they were like on the ropes before the Bayonetta deal.
You mean they were going to go under?
Yeah.
No.
No.
They made tons of money off that Metal Gear thing.
Okay.
I mean, Mad World was not a success. Bayonetta was not a success. But Platinum Games was never at a risk because they just got their money up front from Sega.
Okay.
Like, it didn't matter if it sold 10 or a million copies.
Well, that makes Sega a wonderful publisher. A wonderful publisher.
Well, it's the same with Nintendo, though. Wonderful 101 was a... Oh, my Lord. It sold tens and tens of copies.
Yeah.
But Platinum didn't suffer from that.
Right.
Nintendo probably did. Although, for a lot of people, it was the app that got them to, you know, pick up the console. So, I don't know.
Well, all tens and tens of them, I guess.
Exactly.
But, oh, God.
Platinum's not really... I mean, I don't think they're an incredibly profitable company, but they were keeping their head above water.
Sure.
But, I don't know. Part of me wanted Nintendo to buy them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because a lot of my favorite games... Well, or ones that bring in a new audience to Nintendo are Platinum. Did you ever play Vanquish?
No.
Very underrated title. Very nice. Very good game. Sold, I don't know. We probably about on par with the Famicom Dojo Season 1 DVD.
Wow, that well?
So, yeah. But, yeah. So what else? What else Nintendo? I mean, there was everything. What did you think of Yarn Yoshi? Or what's it called now? Epic Wooly. not feeling it.
Oh. I mean, I'm glad games like this exist, but they're just not for me.
Did you play Kirby's Epic Yarn? No. Best title for a game ever.
Nope.
No, you didn't?
Nope.
Are you not a Kirby fan or not a that game fan?
Not a Yarn fan, I guess. I don't know. I like knitting. I tried to make a Doctor Who scarf once. Does that count? I don't know.
Did you have a bad experience with sheep as a child?
My mom made me these knitted snakes, like, you know, like boa constrictors, like legit, you know, life size, and those were neat. I had to make me one when I was like 18 again because I missed the one I had when I was a kid, and I've never seen it since, I don't think. Mom, if you're listening to this podcast, I'm sorry.
So
what I'm trying to tell you is, no, I don't really play those games.
Oh, really? I thought it looked great, and I don't know. That is exactly the type of game that my wife will play, and any game that I can play co-op with family, that's a total win for me. So I'm getting that one, definitely.
Okay.
What did you think of the Claymation Kirby?
I didn't see that one.
Oh, you should watch that. It's basically a sequel to Canvas Curse.
Okay.
The one where you draw the line that Kirby runs along.
Oh, sure. Okay.
And it'll use the gamepad. Yeah, that's another thing. Some of these games have actually been using the gamepad. Thank you. Finally. All right. And, oh, but Yarn Yoshi, like, it kind of reminds me of, you know, the kind of, like, clean, like, handmade-y look of Little Big Planet, which I don't need anymore because of. Oh, come on. You know where I'm going with this. I don't need Little Big Planet because Nintendo announced.
Oh, sure. The thing that was already leaked before E3 started.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But I thought it was going to be a 3DS title. I really did.
Oh, did you?
I thought that's where it was going to go because, I don't know, it doesn't need the power of the Wii, you know what I mean? But I'm glad it's a Wii U title. And that looks super fun.
Oh, I did see this Kirby title. I just didn't realize it was Claymation. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, the Mario Maker looks super fun. And I don't know, though. I mean, to tell you the truth, though, I'm still more for playing levels than making levels.
Right, but the fact it exists and they're finally like, I guess there's some money here.
but I mean, people have been crying out for that forever.
I actually saw most of that on the Nintendo Treehouse, which was a whole thing. We haven't even talked about that yet, like the fact that that whole thing exists.
That's what one more so even than their truly awesome presser. Was that they just continued with their coverage the whole time. They just, the Treehouse guys basically made it so you could turn on, you know, their channel at any time and basically get possibly, no, not even possibly, better coverage than if you were actually there.
Right, right.
Because if you were actually there, you'd spend at least half of your time there waiting in line.
Right.
But there, it just flashed from, it was basically, you know, the experience you would get if you were a press member coming into a booth.
And this way, if you have a staff of more than two, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, as someone who loves covering shows like Tokyo Game Show and stuff like that, and yeah, I mean, there's some of that is, but it's a much smarter way to do it.
Yeah,
it really is. And it allows Nintendo to control the message.
Right.
That they're giving off. And I know some people are going to complain about that because, you know, it's a journalist's job to ask the tough questions. And right. You know,
Nintendo. Well, no, and games journalism, though, and then, come
but
on.
The thing is, yeah, that's my argument is like you stopped asking the tough questions the moment you got your bag of swag, you know?
Like how many titles and companies has like Penny Arcade been harsh on until they started getting like, you know, free stuff and sponsorship deals? Ooh.
Oh, that we're opening up a whole different topic. And I mean but I mean that's not just games journalism. That's journalism.
Yeah, you know? that's absolutely true.
So I mean I don't want to criticize too much because I
want swag. Yeah,
I have sneaking suspicion that if Nintendo called us up and went, we'd like to be an official sponsor of your podcast and blah, 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 that we'd stop criticizing them for not going region free, you know, or something like that. Or
something.
Maybe.
I do have to make an apology, though.
Go
again,
ahead.
Here, this is the apology podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
Yay.
I was super harsh on Nintendo for their whole strategy with the Wii and 3DS versions of Smash Brothers.
Yep.
And now between like the GameCube adapter announcement pre E3 and seeing the actual game in motion at E3, I just can't be mad anymore.
Okay. That was one of the moments there. The Mi Maker, which I thought was going to be a dumb feature. Yeah, you can put your Mi's in. Da, da, da,
da, da. I
the
know.
The actual ability to customize them so much, and the way they presented it, or whatever. Newcomer Elijah Wood. Newcomer Ice Cube, or it was hilarious. And like the ability that you can actually customize what type of moves they do, whether you make them, what is it, like a fighter or a ranged fighter, you know, something like that.
Mm. Yeah.
Means that it's really kind of introducing one character, well, kind of three characters, but with enough substance that it's not just this throwaway thing that I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, and the way they even mentioned it in the direct was that it was less about bringing yourself into the game than to basically create your own characters.
Exactly, exactly. And smart, very smart. And I think I'll actually use it. I think, you know, and how cool is it that, like, your character of choice can be you?
Yeah. I'm putting Commander Shepard into this game. I'll tell you what.
I am going to use this as my platform for finally making Shenmue 3.
It'll be about right on the no stupid talking, no Hong Kong prostitutes. We're going all the way fighting all the time.
Just gonna beat up sailors. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, and what's great is, like, yeah, all the people who are like, of course, there's limitations that it has to be kind of a human character, but if a snake doesn't wind up making the final cut, no, you just make him, you know, and stuff like that. I mean, of course, the moves are different, but I don't know. It's gonna be fun. I mean, you know, I'm gonna make South Park characters, and I'm gonna, you know, it's gonna be fun.
This is how much money I'm gonna spend on Smash Brothers now. I'm probably gonna get the 3DS version when it comes out.
Yeah.
And when the Wii U version comes out, I'm gonna get the bundle with the GameCube controller, even though I don't need one.
Oh, I'm gonna spend so much more than you on Smash.
Oh, really?
I'm gonna get some of the figures.
Oh, the amiibo. Yeah.
I want to hate it. I want to hate it so much because I don't like figures in general, except for my Segata Sanshiro one, which I'm staring at right now. Actually, he's staring at me. Yes, he's got his Sega Saturn backpack on. That's the only figure I've ever bought and displayed. And yeah, it's pretty lame, but I don't know. But in general, I don't like that sort of thing. And I really don't like the whole cash in. I'm gonna buy some of these. I just like the fact that it's writable to it, and it stores data on it, not just basically a overhyped scan. You know what I mean? It's right. Really, you know, that they're upgradable and
they're theoretically compatible with other games.
Yeah, exactly. They said the Skylanders. You can throw Mario into Skylanders or something, or I don't know exactly.
They mentioned Mario Kart, but they didn't really elaborate.
But I mean, I won't buy a lot, but some of my favorite characters. Yeah.
I know people who are like really upset about the entire idea and were worried that you wouldn't get certain characters at all in the game, but it sounds like they're more like a complicated assist trophy than they are a playable. I'm not really sure.
Well, yeah, definitely. Like, that's the thing. If Nintendo makes it like Disney Infinity, where you can only play a character if you buy the statue, then I'm not going to like it so much. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if you buy one of these little figures and it's compatible with a bunch of different games and does stuff, like if it's more like the Sonic and Knuckles lock-on thing or something, you know, I mean, where it changes the gameplay for different things, but not in a way that without it you feel like the game is crippled.
Right.
But it looks like they're going about it right. I'll have to wait to see more, but stupid Nintendo taking all my money. Stupid Nintendo. Wow, they're smart.
I'm watching this Hyrule Warriors with Zelda gameplay, and I'm just like, do I just have to get this now just because it's a playable Zelda for the first time? Like, not including, you know, Smash.
And Impa. Impa looks amazing. Her design is probably the best design in the game.
Oh, God.
And Midna's playable.
Wait, who is?
Am I pronouncing that right? Midna? Twilight Princess?
Midna,
sorry. Ugh, sorry. I hear what I want to hear. And probably both her chibi form and later... Oh, am I spoiling something? Never mind. I'll just stop talking.
Yeah. How's it going? So there's other things about this.
And Link's design looks amazing. He's got this blue scarf, which is super cool.
It's something, all right.
No, it... I know you've discounted this game already, but I'm waiting. I'm waiting for it to be your future retro in a couple of years.
I see the scarf. It's scarfing it up.
You get it.
Spinning. It's a lot of motion implied here.
And it's a Zelda with quite a bit of fan service, I gotta say.
Oh, yeah. So, Smash Brothers. Hey, yep. Character announcements. Lady Palutena, as they pronounce it. I guess that's the way we're going with that. I didn't know what was happening. Like, she comes in, she does this thing, she saves Pit from being a moron of some kind, and then like she does this little hip check, and it's like this shot of her butt, and I'm like, boom. Is there something going on? Like, is because something jingled at the same time, and I got distracted by the jingle. I was like, am I supposed to know what that is? And then it was the boob shot, and the gratuitous bounce, and I was like, oh god, what?
now, okay. Like, before we go there.
I didn't go there. They went there.
Before they went there. All right. Now, listen. A lot of money was spent making those female animations. Sorry. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry. Apologies to Ubisoft.
They're the ones we need to apologize. Should we talk about this finally? We should probably talk.
We'll get there.
All right.
It's funnier that we keep prolonging the magic.
Yes.
But
that's what she said.
But anyway,
she would if she could animate her mouth.
Okay. It was not. Yes, it was out of place in a Nintendo game, but like, it wasn't. Like, she doesn't have giant sloping cleavage, you know what I mean? Or it was definitely a nod to fan service, but I mean, and for Nintendo it was a bit shocking, but like, it's
she's
not like,
a goddess, she doesn't need to titillate the mortals.
Have you read mythology?
Okay, good point.
But I don't know. Okay, that was a little fan servicey, but I mean, I gotta give props to Smash Brothers. They've really brought out the female roster. Not all of them are fan servicey characters. You know what I mean? And I like that they have a lot of selection in there. And I don't know. So many people have been wanting this to be a playable character for a long time, and it made a lot of people happy. So I don't know.
I bet it did. I'm sure. And who's this in Hyrule Warriors here with the maximum cleavage?
I think it's pronounced either Kia or Sia.
Shia, there's an SHI, is probably.
Yeah, okay, Shia. Okay, but she's a new character because this is not canon, you know, this game. And so they can do what they want with it. And apparently her backstory is that she was in love with Link, but kidnapped Zelda because that's the way to a man's heart is to kidnap the one they actually like.
Oh my god, that gives a whole new twist to Mario.
Whoa. Whoa.
It all makes sense.
I mean, oh, it's, yeah.
We all know his one true love is Donkey Kong anyway. Let's be honest.
Okay, can we link to that clip? That was from what, the new show by John Oliver, right?
Wait, what?
Koopa, his true love, Donkey Kong. This is the thing.
No, what? I just said something.
That was
off
the top of your head?
Yeah.
Oh, no. John Oliver's new show on HBO, they did a takeoff of that whole controversy about the Tomodachi Collection or whatever, not allowing male avatars to get married or something.
Okay.
And they said that Nintendo would reverse its policy, and there was Peach on Zelda action in that video. That's not safe for work. Well, I mean, it's not. Nah,
it's HBO PG-13. For crying out loud.
Yeah, this thing was PG-13. No, find it and link it, because right, everyone needs to see that.
All right, that and the FCC video.
John Oliver's show. What is it called?
Last Week Tonight, I think.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, you'll find it. It was linked all over the place. I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
Yeah, you should watch that.
Last Week Tonight is what it's called.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. There's plenty of fan service in Smash Brothers already. You got your Zero Suit Samus, and now
I know which people aren't entirely happy about either.
I don't know.
Okay, and now.
And now, okay, you want to do Ubi or? There's a lot of other there's other stuff we glossed over for the Nintendo one.
Yeah, but we're running out of time.
Yeah, let's go on to Ubi. Let's do Ubi.
So, I've only played a few Assassin's Creed games, and I've mostly played only the multiplayer. So the first thing that shocked me was there would be no competitive multiplayer in this game in Assassin's Creed Unity.
Don't care.
All right, fair enough. So I've never really played. I never really played a single player campaign for Assassin's Creed yet.
I think that's the way to go, though. I mean, I don't even know. Like, I thought most people were playing it because it's supposed to have a pretty deep story.
Right.
I think.
Right.
So, like, to tell you the truth, until you started talking about it, I didn't even know the Assassin's Creed series had multiplayer. I mean, everything does these days, but.
Yeah, I came in on what was the first one? Was it Brotherhood? I don't remember the first one. I can look through my collection, but you know, it's really interesting because you know, instead of like you know, shoot, bang, bang, it's all about stealth and not drawing attention to yourself. And like the longer you can keep yourself incognito, as it were, then the more points you get and you can win a match. Whereas you have morons running around rooftops and drawing attention to themselves and ganking kills and not winning, they can't understand why. So maybe that's why they got rid of that mode, was because people were just not getting it.
Which is why they don't have female characters.
Oh, goodness, right. So that's the thing.
Because they're all like yap, yap, yap to their friends or whatever, and, you know, so they couldn't be stealthy.
All of these games, all those multiplayer modes, had a wealth of female characters in them. So to hear that it's just suddenly too hard to do,
Should we say? I mean, I bet everyone's read this already, but basically, what was it? Was it at a question and answer session afterwards? Someone asked why there weren't any like female playable characters, and they said that they were very close to having them in, but they ran out of time because it was really hard to implement female animations. Is that the gist of it?
Something like that. I've heard an elaboration that it would have cost too much to do the female motion capping and then doing the animations, and I mean that excuse almost makes sense, almost.
Okay.
I don't like you know I was giving BioWare a pass for not doing the import thing, but that's not like offending a demographic. It's just you know so people are upset about this, and then the backlash of people being upset about it is what's even worse.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some moron who says that there's no such thing as female assassins, and then someone has to link, you know, the execution of an assassin killed during the French Revolution, which is where this game is set.
Yes.
Ugh.
What gets, okay, the backlash. Yeah. The worst part was the backlash to the backlash.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. About all kinds of people defend. Now, okay.
It's more just sad and predictable, honestly.
I can defend you, Ubisoft here. Like, okay, Ubisoft, this is their vision for the game. You know, whatever. If they're the director, they want a vision for the game. That's fine. Mm. What's indefensible is that incredibly patronizing excuse they gave. It's too hard. You know, if you are choosing to make a game that is not inclusive, that's your choice. That's fine. But don't lie about it.
How about, okay, if they had to model all the multiplayer characters after their protagonist, why not have a female protagonist?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think every game needs to be shoehorned to having either a male or female protagonist. You know what I mean? I don't think Metroid needs Dudas Aaron.
There are dude. Did you play the multiplayer in Metroid Prime 2?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't play Echoes at all.
Yeah, there are dudes now.
But I mean, like, but not having them doesn't ruin the game for me. And frankly, if a game is very well made and having only male characters is something that support it means like it's a very linear story where a substitution to a female character would cause the story to not make sense. That's fine. Do that. But this type of game, it looks like it's just a conscious choice to not do it 'cause.
Yeah, especially because of the history of the franchise, it just makes no sense.
Especially since, what was it, Liberation? Was that the title on the PS Vita? Had a female
Think
protagonist?
so. Did it? I see. I don't even know.
It did. It was the set during the American Revolution, I think. It was a side story to,
The
was it
Black
three or
Flag.
four, Black Flag. So, I mean, it's clearly something, and can't they just recycle those animations? The mocap was probably at a high enough. I mean, the
Right, but
sprites itself weren't at a high resolution, but.
I don't know why they. Yeah, do they really need to? I don't know.
Well,
Whatever.
that's the thing, though. That's another thing that makes that excuse not real. And like, Nintendo was really the only company showing a lot of playable female characters,
You know, I.
which is strange because, in a way, they're the most conservative company out of all of
Right.
them.
I think. I think I saw where all the female characters went for Ubisoft because I've been playing Child of Light lately.
Child of Light.
They're all there.
Should I pull the trigger on that? I don't know. I got so many things in my backlog already, but it looks so pretty.
I'm forcing myself to play it, not because I don't think it's a good game, but because I like you, I have a lot of things on my plate right now, and I made the conscious effort of like giving it an hour of my time,
I mean, I just
and
bought
I
the
don't regret
cave
it.
twice today, so
Yeah, right.
I have to play through the cave twice.
Hey, that has
So
female characters in it.
it
I
does, it does.
love Tim Schafer. He like he posted this GIF. It's like here we this is how you do female animations, and it's like a very simple guy walking, and then like flips to like having like longer hair and I don't even know what else, and then it flips back. It's just.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, the thing, it's maybe a mountain out of a molehill, but like, it just was such a patronizing answer, I think is the thing of like, I don't know. I don't.
I don't think it's a small thing. I don't think it is a molehill. Because you are potentially upsetting the people who are aware of it are going to probably not buy the game unless they make some kind of change and relent and push back their release date or whatever. And then there's going to be people who buy the game are going to be upset by it.
Listen, women should be thanking Ubisoft.
Oh, really?
They should be
I'm
getting down
putting
on
my
their
finger on
knees
the
and
cut button on their knees,
thanking
you say.
Ubisoft because
Okay.
Ubisoft has enabled them to have a good excuse to not play another Assassin's Creed game.
All right.
And I mean,
Well played.
gosh, as a Nintendo fan, I really don't like Ubisoft, despite the fact that they produce some of the best games on the platform. Zombie U, Rayman, but I mean, you all the stuff they did with Rayman, which was bad for Nintendo, early on. And now, have you heard this? They're
No.
holding a game hostage.
Oh, more than one, I thought.
At least one is finished. They've had a game for the Wii U finished for 6 months, and they're not releasing it till the sales numbers go up. Because everybody knows the best way to get sales numbers up is to have no software available for a platform. I just, it's done.
I'm not surprised at this point. Like the whole Rayman thing was bad enough to begin with, and that team sitting on their hands. But at least we got the challenge app out of it, you know.
That was great. I really enjoyed the challenge app. And I don't know. And I mean, Ubisoft is still releasing Watch Dogs, apparently. And you know what? Props to them for that, because I thought for sure that thing was canceled. Even when they said it was still coming, I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it looks like it's actually going to release, and then But then it's nothing after that. Just the Just Dance, and then nothing. It's the, you know, the Ubisoft has pretty much thrown in the towel on the Wii U, unless the sales numbers go up, and maybe they will. But there's no idea what their meter of success is.
Well, I think it will, because even before E3 came out, we had Mario Kart, which was turning a lot of heads from people I know.
Yeah.
People who were on the fence weren't even considering it. Like, you know, Zach bought a Wii U. We've been playing Mario Kart. Yeah.
He was pretty anti. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Right. So you got that, and then you have all these announcements, and people have been saying that they weren't considering a Wii U before, and now they're taking another look. Now they're seriously considering it.
A lot of people, a lot of the answer I keep hearing is, I'll buy it when Zelda comes out.
Well, 2015, like everything else.
But the thing is, that's the thing, though. Like, I really hope some of those people up it, because really, right now, here's my controversial statement. Yeah. No, I don't even think it is controversial right now. Of the next-gen systems, the best library right now is Wii U, by far. By Ooh. Far.
Well, I suppose.
Refute it.
I can't, because there's no backwards compatibility for the other consoles, and so you can't shoehorn those in there.
But I mean, it's not. I mean, of course, everyone will go, well, you know, the other consoles just came out, but Wii U's been out for a year and a half. But not my problem, you know.
Right.
You know, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. Launch aligned, Wii U's probably pretty poor. But as a system right now that's out, and you can get a refurbished Wii U for $200. Yes.
Right.
And it's new. It is new. It says refurbished, but it's clearly that Nintendo, all the unsold deluxe packs before they started bundling are just being sent out. Because people are reporting that the ones they're getting, you know, still have all the shrink wrap on it. You know, it is new.
Mm.
I don't know. I think that's the best value for your buck right now. Whether it's not future-proof, although 2015 looks great, but 2016 might be nothing.
Oh, come on.
They might have a new console by then.
No.
DS 3DS is getting long in the tooth, and if rumors are to be correct, the next system is going to be the hybrid. So,
we'll see. I guess
I hope not. Actually, I mean, I hope not. I would like to see. I would like to see another home console, but we'll see. We'll see. But either way, I mean, I think it really depends on what you like. If you like military games or realistic racing games, or I don't know, ones where limbs come off easily, Wii U's not your platform. Period. It's just not. But for me, I don't think I've ever been so excited about a current gen platform since Dreamcast.
Wow.
Yep. Oh my God. Wii U is totally my Dreamcast.
Yeah. I think
it's a system that sells like poop, but has tons of games that I really, really like.
Or GameCube too.
No. I like the Wii U much better than the GameCube.
Oh no. Okay.
Much better.
Well, can I tell you one thing I'm super happy about? That
go for it.
I was very happy that Capcom is finally releasing the rest of all the NES, the Super NES, Mega Man games.
Oh, yes. Props to Capcom.
Oh, man.
Who were they even at E3?
I don't think so, but the announcement came out during that week, and they were. They announced that crazy mashup game thing. I don't even know what it is. all I can jump up is like that picture of a character named Felicia, which is like a guy in a cat outfit, a sexy cat outfit. I don't even know. What
are you talking about?
That was Capcom, wasn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't think Capcom was even there.
All right, hold on a second. Sure. I'm looking this up. Marvel versus Capcom. No, it's like they called it like Ultimate Dead Rising Super Deluxe something. I don't even know.
How did this one go under my radar? I'll have to look that up.
I can't think of what to call it. I can't even search for it. on the Googles because Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 DLC plays Felicia. There we go. It's, I'm gonna link this in the show notes.
I'll have to take a look at that. All right. So, but okay. I'm of course biased because it's the only next gen platform I've invested in so far. But I really do think Nintendo won this for me just because it's the type of games I like. But when you go on the internet, and I do quite frequently, a lot of people were very disappointed with Nintendo showing because Nintendo showed Nintendo titles.
Right.
There was no third party at all. Zero. Nothing.
Right.
Not a single third party title shown in their presser.
Well, there's a reason for that.
because there's no third party games being made of note at all. There's a little bit of shovelware, there's some party games, and that's it. So for a lot of the new gamers, in my mind the younger gamers, but Nintendo had nothing for them and nothing to show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as much as I'd like to say this thing saved the Wii U, I think the numbers are going to go up, but it's going to be the third place console this generation.
Well, I don't know. Like, there was a huge uptick. Like, since we recorded our last podcast, you know, we had just started playing, Mario Kart, but that's before the numbers came out. You know, like 666% rise in UK sales.
Yeah, but they went from selling one a month to six. I mean, you know,
but you know, then there was like
nothing without numbers.
It was like 1.2 million units sold of the game.
Yeah,
anecdotal evidence about like the pro controllers being sold out seems to be true kind of universally everywhere. And what was the third thing? The attach rate on existing consoles was crazy. It's like, 18%, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, you're always going to be limited to the install base that's there. And I hope the bundle sold well, but like in Japan, the only country we have actual numbers for it went up like 5,000 sales.
Mm.
I mean, it was nothing. And it dropped back down the next week, you know? And Wii U is the number one console in Japan.
Right.
So,
yeah.
You know, which means the PlayStation 4 is doing even worse. But the PlayStation 4 will get a Final Fantasy and the Kingdom Hearts and blah blah blah. And it'll, but I don't know. I think the Wii U, at least for the next couple of years, is going to be tracking ahead of the PlayStation 4 in Japan.
I suppose. Still getting one this fall, I think. Might be getting the Destiny white bundle. Not sure yet. Not sure how I feel about Destiny yet is the problem.
2015 is when I'm going to jump into PlayStation 4 because I don't care for. I really don't care for anything on the system right now.
No.
It's all the same stuff.
So what are you getting Amplitude for?
My iPhone, probably.
I don't think that was one of the options. No, it's only out on the PlayStation.
Yeah, but there's a million games like that.
What?
There's a million games like Amplitude. It's been cloned more than...
Did you even support the Kickstarter?
What?
Did you support the Kickstarter?
No, I didn't support the Kickstarter.
Oh, well, I'm not even talking to you.
I don't have any history with that series.
Oh, okay.
I never played the original one. My if it wasn't on Dreamcast, I didn't play it, you know.
All right. It wasn't because it was a Sony series.
Exactly. But no, I mean I'm glad it got funded. Very, very glad. Very glad. Right. But it wasn't coming to any platform that I could have played it on.
All right.
And it's not a system seller for me. If I get a PlayStation 4, I'll buy it though.
All right, well, it'll be out because those of us with, you know, money funded it for you. Suckers. All right, fair enough. I guess we should wrap it up then because,
yep. You know,
things.
Because now we don't like each other anymore.
Yeah, I know.
I'm still mad at you for not beating 3D World.
Maybe we'll never get to episode 100 at this rate.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which,
if there is an episode, oh yeah. Speaking of which,
we should probably put a deadline on our submissions, eh?
Yeah. By the time you hear this podcast, the deadline has passed.
Well, that doesn't help. How about the end of June? Does that sound
end of June? Yeah, end of June.
All right, this is going to come on the 20th, so you got 10 days, people. Yep.
Let's do it.
And then
we'll have recorded.
Oh yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be all us, and you got to be sick of us by this point.
You would think, right? We had some ideas for bringing other people in. We should probably try and do that. It's the year's half over.
Yep, we should.
Oh, goodness.
All right. So if we have a podcast ever again, if we can forgive each other for Amplitude and Mario 3D World and get over our differences, we'll see you next week.
I should definitely mention at this point that I've been on a lot of other podcasts this year. Maybe I'm looking for new partners. I don't know. What do you say about that? No, but most recently I was on Rob Matsushita's 10 Minutes About Your Favorite Movie talking about Total Recall, the original, not the remake.
Wow.
Wow.
That's your favorite movie?
Well, the way it goes is you give him a list of five and then he picks five. Okay. And you know, having heard a lot of the show, I realized I needed to pick five he'd actually want to talk about. So it's
I'll give it that.
It's really, I love that movie so much though. It's ridiculous. It's fun.
It is a good movie.
And it's a thinker. I mean, if you really think about it, there's a lot of weird crap happening in this film that makes you think, you know, you gotta pay attention. And is this like some kind of narcissistic fantasy, or is it an action adventure thriller about a guy from Mars? I think it's the former.
All right.
Personally. But as you can see, we've been talking a lot about podcasts where we want to talk about movies, and we apparently don't like video games anymore.
I love video games more so than ever.
Also, more listen, so than ever. Right? Right.
Yep.
Especially video games that are like movies.
No.
No. All right. I tried. Okay.
All right.
So if you want to leave a comment, what you thought about E3, what your favorites are, if you thought Nintendo won or not, you can call us at 608-492-1923, or you can leave a comment at our website, famicondojo.tv/podcast, on our show notes for this episode. Yep. There's also Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Famicom Dojo. We're also on Stitcher Radio. You can leave a comment on our free iTunes storefront and rate us, because every little bit helps. And, of course, send the submissions in, everyone, for 100th episode, Growing Up Gamer. We are almost done. 10 days to go. Yep.
Tell us how wrong you think we are. Because controversy generates hits. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So until next time.
Dojo is...
Reggie. All right. See you again.
Famicom Dojo.
Let me open this beer here, which I've been staring at for the last half hour.
All right. Now things are going to get interesting.
Yeah. All right.